Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Monday, March 23rd. Tesla is continuing construction work at Gigafactory Berlin despite the current coronavirus pandemic, and a new drone video reveals the size of the first phase as Tesla starts leveling for the foundation of the building. Once completed, CEO Elon Musk says that Tesla will build batteries, powertrains, and vehicles, starting with the Model Y at Gigafactory Berlin, and it will sit on a 300-hectare plot of land. A Tesla semi-truck prototype was spotted coming back from winter testing in Alaska ahead of the start of production. The truck carrying the prototype semi reportedly had Alaska plates. And a truck driver who live streams his drives spotted the prototype in Oregon, driving down towards California yesterday. When the Tesla Semi was introduced in 2017, they had slated production for 2019. However, there was a delay in production, and it is now expected to begin in 2020. Now that the Tesla Model Y is getting into the hands of owners, we're starting to see new test footage of the electric SUV in action. The YouTube channel Out of Spec Motoring has released teaser footage of the car crawling off-road, lifting various wheels, and another video of the car drifting on a racetrack. YouTuber Derek put the Model Y performance acceleration through a real-world test, and it performed fairly well, testing 0 to 60 times between 3.3 and 3.42 seconds, all of which are faster than the advertised acceleration. And now, news reports from the U.S. Patent Office. Tesla has filed a patent on how to source training data from its large fleet of customer vehicles in order to train its self-driving neural network. Andrei Karpathy, who is named as the sole inventor on the application, notes, quote, "An example method includes receiving sensor and applying a neural network to the sensor data. A trigger classifier is applied to the intermediate result of the neural network and determine a classifier score for the sensor data. Based at least in part on the classifier score, a determination is made whether to transmit via a computer network at least a portion of the sensor data. Upon a positive determination, the sensor data is transmitted and used to generate training data." Close quote. Electric pickup truck startup Rivian has applied for a patent for a new seat. An extract for the application reads, quote, "The present inventors have observed a need for improved vehicle seating for first responders and specialty automotive vehicles, such as law enforcement vehicles. In particular, the present inventors have observed a need for a seat of an automotive vehicle that permits better access to gear worn by first responder, who is a vehicle occupant, and that permits greater range of arm motion for such first responders, while maintaining safety considerations for such vehicle occupants." Close quote. In summary, the seat design is for those who carry a gun on their hip. The U.S. Patent Office last week published a new EV-related application, which was submitted by Ford Motor Company in September of 2018. The application is quite broad and very generic. A section of the abstract reads, quote, "An exemplary charging system includes, among other things, a first portable charger that electrically couples to an electrified vehicle, while a second portable charger is providing electrical energy to charge the traction battery." Close quote. Ford's patent application presents about a dozen different configurations. Sam Abu El Samid, an engineer and analyst with Navigant Research, said that the Ford patent, quote, "encompasses the most possible permutations of combining multiple portable chargers." Close quote. According to UK's Autocar, Jaguar Land Rover will produce two new electric crossovers, the Jaguar J-Pace and a Land Rover, which is currently dubbed the Road Rover. The J-Pace will be a large and luxurious electric SUV, the sibling to the XJ sedan. Meanwhile, the electric vehicle in the Range Rover brand is currently being called the Road Rover, although this is likely a nickname just for the time being. The Democratic Republic of Congo produces about 60% of the world's cobalt, a critical component in electric vehicle batteries. And now the country is in a 24-hour lockdown due to the COVID-19 outbreak. Before the outbreak, companies were shifting production away from using this material, but now there is added pressure to reduce the use. General Motors is shifting its battery chemistry to NCMA, which includes lithium, nickel, manganese, cobalt, aluminum, and oxygen. The NCMA mix will allow for reduced cobalt by 70%. Tesla is also switching to this material for use in China-made Model 3s. EVgo, a public charging company, is stepping up to help anyone who still needs to drive their electric vehicle to work or who are otherwise experiencing hardships due to the COVID-19 outbreak. EVgo pricing varies by state depending on the cost of electricity, and Jonathan Levy, Senior Vice President of Business Development at EVgo, has been reaching out to delivery operators like Postmates, Grubhub, Seamless, and DoorDash to help share the message. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, in Vienna, Austria, 53 WEN Energy employees are voluntarily and temporarily relocating to power station sites and locking themselves in to keep utilities running and ensure they don't become infected with the coronavirus. Despite being the hardest hit by the coronavirus in the United States, New York State last week approved awards for 21 large-scale solar, wind, and energy storage projects across upstate New York. This amounts to a total of 1,278 megawatts of new green energy capacity, and the awarded total is $1 billion in state investment. Senate Democrats and Republicans disagree about the latest stimulus package in response to the coronavirus pandemic. Reported by Politico, quote, "According to a senior Democratic aide, the party's concerns with the GOP proposal center on $500 billion for corporations, stock buyback language that can be waived by the Treasury Secretary, only a two-year time frame on executive compensation limits, and no provisions to protect individuals from eviction. Democrats also object to what they say is an insufficient amount of money for state and local governments and providing only 3 months of unemployment insurance. Democrats initially asked for $750 billion in state aid, and Republicans have countered with far less." Close quote. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, electric bike company Frey, which is located in Jinhua, China, is responding to the COVID-19 outbreak by offering free shipping with a bike purchase and a package of face masks. Frey co-founder Ivy Wong says, quote, "For our trusted original customers, we would like to support you and your family. If you are in need of protective face masks due to local shortages, we will send you protective face masks free of charge." Close quote. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.